This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC. Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, not only can you call in, which we would love to because I'd love to hear your voices, but you can also write us at drdahlia.com, also through social media on Facebook and Twitter. So, one of my Facebook users, would like her name anonymous, her 7-year-old, she says, my 7-year-old caught my husband and I together. Since then, he looks at me different. Should I talk to him about it? What should I say? And when, you know, when your kids catch you in the act, well, for my husband and I, that's no big deal. I don't think my kids have ever caught me in the act, but here's something that my husband and I in the act, but here's something that you guys aren't going to want to hear. The average kid hears, at least, even if not sees, hears their parents have sex. You think you're being quiet. You think, all right, the radio's on, music's on, we're good. You know, or they have their earphones on. The average kid has heard their parents have sex. And prior to, I don't know, you know, last century, most kids were roughly in the same room when it happened. Parents having sex near the vicinity of their kids used to kind of be a common thing because people didn't have 4-bedroom homes in the olden days. Okay? You know, many people lived in a 1-room house. And so it obviously sounds would, you know, carry. You know, hopefully your kids are sound sleepers. But it was a very common practice. You know, I learned that, you know, years ago, you know, because my grandparents were poor, my father had revealed that when he was a kid, you know, he was woken up because he, you know, heard it happen with his parents. And they were very poor, so there was one big bed that they all slept on. And so the parents probably thought the kid was asleep in his corner. And so, you know, I remember my dad was freaked out about that. And I go, no, that's actually very common. You know, poor people, you know, when you're poor and you don't have multiple bedrooms, okay, people don't stop having sex. People still have sex. They still have to make babies. You know, we still had to make my dad's sister. So, so everybody thinks it's the most horrible thing when the kids catch the parents have sex. And yes, it's awkward and true, you'd like to avoid it, but it's not the worst possible thing. I would be more concerned your kids seeing you shoplift or seeing you do something dishonest or, you know, seeing you hit somebody or seeing you flirt with somebody else other than mommy or daddy. That I would be more concerned about. But if a kid catches you or hears something or whatever, unfortunately it's par for the course. It's going to happen. The kids live with us for 18 years. I mean, it's going to, and again, please try your best, please. You know, it's interesting. There's a lot of families where, you know, the parents have no issue with nudity. I think, you know, by 5-6 years old, you know, it's going to start making the kids uncomfortable. So, you know, cover it up. But there's a lot of dads out there. They like walking around naked. Yeah, and the kids just have to deal with that. So, our societal norms have changed, obviously. You know, we're the 21st century. But don't freak out. So, if you think your child is looking at you different, he may not be. All right? It may be you. You know, so embarrassed that you're like, oh my gosh, everyone's talking about me or whatever. But if you really notice something different, you know, talk to your kid about it. Absolutely. I think it's very important. Now, the kid's not going to bring it up. You'll be like, you know, hey, honey, you know, anything up? No, I'm fine. That's okay. Gotta go. Bye. They're not going to bring it up. They're going to be very, very scared. But they're going to be very, very confused. And the reason why the kid is confused is because they learn how to act by mimicry. And so, you know, if you, like when my mom was drinking her coffee as a little kid, I wanted to drink coffee that way. When my dad stood up to pee, I wanted to stand up to pee. You know, you want to mimic your parents because you think that's what you're supposed to do. That's what the young do. They mimic the parents. So the reason why the child is looking awkward, you know, isn't so much because of the sex act. It's because he's thinking, if I'm supposed to mimic mom or dad, and I don't want to do that, I'm now conflicted. That's what's going on in his head. Maybe not in those words. And so you have to reassure him that whatever he saw is not anything he has to do. All right? You know, and that some people, or many people, all right, mommies and daddies, and, you know, daddies and daddies and mommies and mommies and, you know, people, when they love each other, they get close. You know, if they're really young, you could call it a type of dancing. Okay? And I know they're going to be like, really? I wanted to use that with my kids because I want my kids to think that I could dance. You know, I don't want my kids to think that I have a warped view of dancing. But you could say, look, mommies and daddies, when they get close, they, you know, do things. And they do things with their clothes off. And it's part of sex. Now, you didn't see, hopefully he didn't see that act, because again, you don't want to warp his idea of what sex is, but you need to explain to him that that was kind of in the quote, sex category. And so, at least he knows that, where to compartmentalize that, and where that goes, because you don't want a young child inappropriately acting, but by 7 years old, they've started to hear about stuff, they've started to work it through. I think it'll be easy to have a simple conversation, and he'll probably be like, yeah, 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 and that, when a child goes, yeah, 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 I understand, it doesn't mean they understand, it means they want the conversation to end. So, just realize when he goes, yeah, I got it, no, it doesn't mean he has it, so say what you need to say. Right? And say, look, anytime you have questions about it, but it's okay, and don't worry, you don't have to do that stuff. And they're like, whew, I'm in the clear. 1-877-DOCTOR-SALLY, we'll be right back. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
For those suffering from hearing loss, a typical morning may sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
But with an MD hearing aid, mornings could sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
Music with hearing loss may sound like this. With an MD hearing aid, if you or a loved one want to enjoy all the sounds you've been missing, you need to try the MD hearing aid. You can try it risk-free for 45 days. Just call 1-800-481-6532. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid. And at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid, hearing clearly again is more affordable than you think. So instead of a muffled weather report,
chance of clouds and rain,
you could be hearing,
but it's looking sunny with warm temps into the weekend.
To hear what you've been missing for a fraction of the price, try the MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-481-6532. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-481-6532.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
So we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and Manny for working the dials. And big thanks to you, for you all for tuning in. Lord have mercy, how many different prepositions do I have to mess with? Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. We have a lot to talk about. Actually, one of my favorite listeners, Tom, wrote, could the cyanide content in vitamin B12 supplements be the cause of the higher cancer rates in the research studies you cited? There was a study we talked about in the first hour, how high-dose B6 supplements and B12 supplements were linked to higher risk of lung cancer. I believe B6 supplements cause a triple risk, and a B12 supplements called a quadruple risk in smokers, smoking men, for lung cancer. And we talked a long time ago about cyanide and vitamin supplements. And very interesting, there was a study back in 2005 where there was a case of severe cyanide poisoning from a woman who was taking multiple vitamin supplements. She had bought them on the internet. And after conventional treatment failed, she had to be on mechanical ventilation. It was really bad. And so the serum thiocyanate level had been high. Now, the amount of cyanide in these vitamin supplements is low. It's very, very minuscule. But when somebody takes so many, like Tom had pointed out, that could be one of the possibilities why some people get sick and maybe there is a cancer link. Good job, Tom. Man, you should do a study. Make some money on it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this is an interesting study. High school popularity may not lead to happiness. So for those of us who weren't in the popular crowd, this study sure would have made us feel better back then. They say, according to a study published in the journal Child Development, is whether the teens had close friendships that they maintained over time. Youth with higher levels of attachment to their best friends appear to have better psychological health, psychosocial adjustment, and even a more adaptive stress response during adolescence. In general, adolescents with high-quality close friendships report higher rates of overall happiness than those without. So basically, if you only had one or two buddies, and you were really close with those one or two buddies, there's a chance that you were happier than some of the people that had 20 people around them at lunchtime, and they were superficial friends. You see what I mean? Now, you and I may disagree. Okay, I went to 12 schools, four high schools. And being a new kid in high school, you're sitting alone in the lunchroom. All right? And if you did have a close friend, you and your geeky friend alone at a table didn't do much for your reputation. And so I would say if you actually asked a teenager, they'd be like, oh, hell to the no. Please surround us with as many superficial people as possible so we don't get picked on or bullied. So, you know, minus the bullying, yeah, I could see how this makes a hell of a lot more sense. But with the bullying, now, surround me with an entourage of superficial friends so I don't get picked on because there's safety in numbers. So the study looked at a group of students from the same school over time to study the correlation between adolescent friendships and long-term mental health. The researchers at the University of Virginia began following the 169 high school students from diverse racial and economic backgrounds from the age of 15 over a 10-year period through young adulthood. They asked questions and conducted in-depth interviews to assess their feelings about their own social anxiety, social acceptance, self-worth, and symptoms of depression. The study set its own unique measures to assess these areas of mental health, so findings wouldn't be typical of the general population. And they basically did it scientifically. And they asked people to identify their closest friend and to assess popularity. Researchers asked classmates to list the top and bottom 10 peers with whom they would want to spend free time. And in this case, popularity was measured by which students received the highest percentage of most liked rankings. And they say teens who put emphasis on gaining or maintaining their peer affiliation preference rather than focusing on forming stronger, closer relationships, did not do as well long-term. So, people look at short-term rewards and status of relationships, but not long-term. So, all right, what does that mean for you or I? Okay, well, I wasn't the most popular person in school. And there was a reason for that. I thought it was my looks. Maybe that's a good, you know, a good reason for that. But looking back at what I did in all 12 schools, okay, and kindergarten, so maybe I could add another one, a 13th. I went to Oso Elementary in kindergarten. But looking back to what I did, all right, I loved making jokes. I loved standing out, being the class clown. And for other kids, even though they laughed, it's risky. And kids don't want to take risks. You think they do, you know, jumping off trees and climbing walls or whatever. But not when it comes to the new kid in school. The new kid in school dropping one-liners in the back of class, right, making people giggle and the teacher upset, might not be the safest choice. And not to mention, I, you know, wasn't the best looking person in the room. And so for me, luckily I wasn't the most unpopular, but I never was with the cheerleading crowd. And also I couldn't cheerlead. I could do the splits, but that was about it. And so I was class clown. Then I'd go to a new school going, look, I'm going to keep my mouth shut. Okay. I'm not going to make any jokes. Just, it's so hard when the teacher pitches you something. It is so hard. Teacher says something and you just have to, you know. I did it yesterday. Yesterday I was in a class with a rabbi talking about parts of a cow that's not kosher. And one of the students in front of me was saying something like intestines, but it didn't sound like intestines. I didn't hear what he said. It sounded like testicles. And when the rabbi's like, what did you say? I said, he said the part of the cow you're not supposed to eat is the testicles. Well, okay, cows don't have testicles. You see, because it's a girl. See, that's what's funny. Okay, this is the type of stuff I was doing in high school. Now you know why I would be eating lunch alone sometimes. Very scary stuff. But, you know, eventually, I did, you know, I went to prom. I still got to experience. I think a lot of people think they're a lot less popular than they are. You know, one of my kids actually has been very popular, and he hasn't seemed to be as happy as the other son who has more closer friends. And, you know, when you look at the popularity issue, I'm like, I don't understand. You know, you could sit with anybody at lunch. You could hang out with anybody. You have all these friends. Every time you have a party, everybody comes. You're always invited. You're popular. Not as much happiness as the one that has close buddies. And the one thing that this kid cites is, I just don't have close friends, a lot of them. And I'm like, but you won't. You're only going to have maybe one or two close friends. Being popular doesn't mean you have 8 to 10 close friends. And with girls, we look at it even more differently. And girls, we watch these movies, you know, like a Pitch Perfect or whatever, and go, wait a second, I don't have a sorority of sisters. You won't, okay? It's not in our evolutionary instinct, or it's not an evolutionary advantage to have multiple girls as close friends. Because you need to be able to stand out so that you get a mate. If you are in the center of a whole bunch of girls and all these girls are surrounding you, the mates are going to grab the girls on the periphery. And eventually you're going to be last woman standing. And so you need to stand out. And I think that's why I was so lucky with a lot of the things I did. I was one of the first hired out of my class. I think I was the first hired before I even graduated out of medical school. I stood out. I married exactly who I wanted to marry. I stood out. And so this idea of being popular and fitting in, you know, there is safety in numbers, and high school is a big learning experience for kids. But if I was going to teach my kids anything, it's to stand out. Because, that's how you get what you want, and that's how people notice you. Now, you may just want to, you know, fly under the radar. I don't want to fly under the radar. For some people, that's the best plan of action. Fly under the radar and everything's fine, and I don't get hurt, I don't get fired, I get that. But for me, I don't care if I get fired. Hey, I want to be noticed. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, we're right back.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit Solark.us to see EMP testing. That's Solark.us. Energy insurance for your family.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
Your logo is your brand, your reputation. It's your most valuable asset. So what's the best thing to do with it? Give it away. When the experts at 4imprint put your logo on the right promotional products, giving those items away can make a lasting impression, empower your brand, and attract new customers. In fact, we'll prove it by revealing the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free. Simply text the keyword ACT88 to 642642. We don't just print your logo. We're here to help you every step of the way. The 4imprint team can make your logo shine on your choice of thousands of promotional items, all delivered on time at great prices with free art assistance and outstanding customer service that's second to none. Want to turn your logo into profit? Give it away. Discover the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free by texting ACT88 to 642642. That's ACT88 to 642642.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, this is some breaking news. We're hearing that the diplomats in Cuba, remember last week, or was it 2 weeks ago, we were told that they had possibly been affected by a sonic attack. And they were having hearing loss. Well, now it's being reported that both U.S. and Canadian diplomats in Cuba suffered mild traumatic brain injury that has likely damaged their central nervous system in an incident that they did link to a sonic attack. Medical records and doctors have discovered signs of the damage after patients complained of hearing loss, nausea, headaches, and balance problems. More than 10 U.S. and 5 Canadian diplomats in Havana, began experiencing, quote, a variety of physical symptoms in the fall of 2016. This is according to the State Department. Now, the symptoms have been traced to a sonic attack, a deliberate use of a sonic device operating outside of audible range. And this was directed towards the diplomatic residencies in Havana, allegedly. Now, Cuban authorities are about to investigate the injuries amid pressure from Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. So some diplomatic tours of duty have also been cut short as a result of the incident. And the attacks come as U.S.-Cuba relations have been kind of, slow to flourish. This is just very concerning why this would happen. And people say, well, you know, it's because of President Trump and, you know, the relationship with President Trump isn't as good as President Obama. But it appears this attack happened during the Obama presidency, not during the Trump presidency. So the State Department has not officially blamed the Cuban government, but the U.S. expelled two Cuban diplomats in May in connection to the attacks. This is incredible stuff. I don't get this. All right. We begin a new relationship with Cuba. All right. Apparently the embassy was reopened right in 2015 under the Obama administration. And then this happens in the year 2016. And they say even those diplomats that stayed for a short period of time were affected. So what was the problem? If this did happen, what was Cuba's case with our U.S. and Canadian diplomats? Wouldn't they have wanted our relationship to flourish? So, of course, people are going to be blaming Trump for this like they always do, but I don't think it's Obama or Trump's fault. I think, you know, just something really screwy has gone on. But, I don't know much about, about these infrasonic frequencies. There has been research looking into it, where it's inaudible to humans, like at about 20 hertz. But, the military applications of this are being investigated. We just don't have a lot of data on that now and nothing that I could share. But very odd. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A diabetic woman who was on tour of Mexico dies from food poisoning, according to a family. A 26-year-old woman who was told she would likely lose her eyesight within 10 years, right, because of her diabetes, was traveling through Mexico with her sister last week. And she got some food poisoning, which many people do. Unfortunately, she died. Alexandra Noghaven, who was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at the age of 9, was climbing pyramids and, did a lot of just, she looked like she was having the time of her life. Unfortunately, tragedy struck. And on August 16th, she and her sister, Genevieve, were supposed to go to an archaeological museum, but the sister received a call from the U.S. Embassy informing, the sister was with her, the mother. The mother received a call from the U.S. Embassy informing her of Noghaven's death. The mother said the food poisoning triggered diabetic complications, so her blood sugars went out of whack, and she didn't realize her vulnerability falling asleep. So it appears she died in her sleep after suffering from what happens during food poisoning. So you vomit, you have diarrhea, you lose a lot of fluids. With infection, your sugar may rise to dangerous levels, or without eating, your sugars may drop. Maybe she didn't know what to do with her insulin dose or her insulin pump misfired. I don't know. But very, very frightening stuff. And, I've traveled to Mexico many times. And honestly, I love Mexico. I get sick every time I go, but I still love going. You told me, look, do you want to go to Mexico over Christmas break? I said, yeah, I love going to Mexico. Love it. Cabo, Cancun. I really want to see Cozumel, Puerto Vallarta. They're great places. It's just I get sick when I'm down there. Even though I avoid the ice, I think what happened last time, I got really sick. We're talking bloody diarrhea. Me and my son were awfully sick. And we had gone to kind of a Walmart-type store, and we had a Slurpee. I don't know what I was thinking, because you're just so comfortable and you're thinking, it's a great store and the Slurpees look so good. You see everybody else grabbing Slurpees and you forget. And I think that's what happened to me. and my son. And, I mean, we're talking blood in the toilet. I mean, it was bad. You guys probably don't want to hear about that. And so I always get sick when I go to Mexico. And, you know, I think we have under discussions about it, you know, because I ended up taking an antibiotic. I ended up getting antibiotics, taking an antibiotic because I had some sort of pathogen that must have gotten into my system. And when you start having bloody diarrhea, you start thinking about E. coli or a variety of other pathogens. We weren't going to mess around. And so, you know, when I have patients or when I had patients, when I had my practice who wanted to travel and go, look, I'm worried I'm going to get something when I'm overseas, I would let them take Bactrim, right? An antibiotic that can handle sinus infections, bladder infections, gastroenteritis. And I know the medical community can't stand when doctors prescribe an antibiotic for preventative. But I got to tell you, you know, I would gain a relationship or a trust with my patients where, you know, I would say, look, if you didn't have to take it, great. Let me know so I could document in the chart that you have this extra, you know, antibiotic prescription. If you did take it, good. Let me know so I could document why you took it so I can update the medical chart. And my patients were great about it. They call and tell the nurse, oh, tell Dr. Dahlia, I did actually develop a sinus infection. I took the medicine exactly like she said. My sinus infection is gone, but if it comes back, I'll see her. Documented in the chart, that's fine. And my patients, listen, the average person doesn't want to take antibiotics when they don't need to. They really don't. The average person will take their medication when they you know, think they need to. And going to a foreign country and having the potential to get sick. Now, not all gastroenteritis mean you need an antibiotic. Many of them are viral. And if that's the case, you need to do fluids. You need to wait for it to pass. But it's scary stuff. You know, they call it Montezuma's Revenge. But, you know, wherever you go, if it's different, you know. In Europe, it's funny. I did not get sick when I was in Europe. Now, they all served bottled water. You know, they would bring bottled water to the table. And I'm like, I'll just take regular water. And I did. I drank regular water there. No problem. Crazy. But for some reason with Mexico, even though Mexico were closer to than Europe, had an issue. Blows my mind. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. This is interesting. A woman is charged with poisoning her husband, but not by spiking his food, by poisoning him with an eye drop solution. This is crazy. Dallin Tubbs allegedly discovered numerous empty eyedrop solution bottles with the tops pulled off of them in a black cloth bag with a zipper, according to a man in Utah who discovered his wife doing this. When Tubbs lost up to 40 pounds and was suffering from nausea, blurred vision, diarrhea, and headaches, he confronted his wife, Chandra Val Stevens Reed. She allegedly said he was not her only target. He then grew concerned for the couple's two children who had experienced sudden changes in their behavior. So I'll tell you guys what was going on. This is crazy.
Want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free? That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Val, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Now we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Quick apology. We do not know the actual eye drops or the substance in the eye drops. Quick correction. Even though there was a case of a person poisoning her husband with bleach, swapping the eye drops with bleach, this was a different case. This was a case where she was using eye drop solution and possibly poisoning his food with eye drop solution. And now it believes the kids could be ill as well. So we'll keep you posted as we have more. We don't know what eye drop solution it was. I doubt it was a contact lens solution. I'm not sure. When we get more information, we will. But this is a very, very crazy case. So we'll keep you guys posted as soon as we know. Very interesting. The enemy of your enemy could possibly be your friend. And New York Times reports that Google and Walmart may partner to stand up against Amazon. They say the two companies said Google would start offering Walmart products to people who shop on Google Express, the company's online shopping mall. Did you guys know there was something called Google Express? I gotta look that up. I've never even heard of that. Google Express. That's like a place to shop? Hold on a second. I need to buy some Spanx, and I don't want to actually walk into a Walmart. Walmart prices are cheaper. I'm Googling right now. Yeah! There's something called Google Express. Get your shopping done fast. I had absolutely no idea. Yeah, I could buy Cheerios, Dove, you could shop by store. You could shop by Target, Costco, Fry's, Electronic Fry's, Smart and Final, Walgreens, Bed Bath & Beyond, PetSmart, Kohl, Guitar Center. Oh, wow. You could even buy a Brita filter. Huh. Very interesting. I had no idea Google Express exists. All right. Well, wow. So anyway, so the two companies, I guess, want to combine forces. It's going to be the first time the world's biggest retailer has made its products available online in the U.S. outside of its own website. The partnership was announced today in a testament to the mutual threat facing both companies from Amazon.com. Amazon's dominance in online shopping is challenging brick-and-mortar retailers like Walmart, while more people are starting web searches for products they might buy on Amazon instead of Google. But working together may not necessarily mean they're going to be more successful. Amazon still remains a primary option online. True, because I had no idea you could buy on Google Express. What I do is I Google, like, let's say I want to buy a product and I know the name. And I will Google it and then hit shopping. And that's where Google can have its advantage, because when you hit shopping, it could put its Google Express store up there. No other retailer right now can match the size of Amazon's inventory, the efficiency with which it moves shoppers from browsing to buying, or its many home delivery options. The two companies said the partnership was less about how online shopping is done today, but where it's going in the future. They said that they foresee Walmart customers reordering items they purchased in the past by speaking to Google Home. Okay, we have a Google Home. So I could say, hey, Google, rebuy the box of tampons I bought last week. And Google would say, all right, I am on that. See? Now, Amazon has Echo. Did you guys realize there was this big, like, you know, competition between the two? Walmart customers can also shop using the Google Assistant, the artificial intelligence software assistant found in smartphones running on Google's Android software. So Walmart customers can link their accounts to Google, allowing the technology giant to learn their past shopping behavior. Do I want that? Do I want all my feminine products on some website? I don't know if I want that. I still think Google Home listens to us and records us. I know I shouldn't say that. But I could be just sitting there talking to my husband. You know, yeah, you look sexy. Do I look sexy? Yeah, I do. Hey, Google, does my husband look sexy? I can't answer that. You see? She's listening. That freaks me out. So, anyway, Google said that because more than 20% of searches conducted on smartphones these days are done by voice, it expects voice-based shopping to not be far behind. Google is, it's e-commerce shopping service started in 2013, but it struggled. I had no idea it was around. That's why. Initially, it offered free same-day delivery, and then they took it away. It also tried delivery of groceries before abandoning that, too. It needs Walmart. It needs Walmart bad. Google Express would be a shopping mall populated by different retailers like Target and Costco, etc. And toothpaste would also give you a bunch of different retailers. Google plans to offer free delivery as long as shoppers met store purchase minimums. And that's fair. You know, because otherwise, they're going to have to up their price. Yeah, I don't know. If I was a company, I don't know how I would do that. I would, you know, somebody wanted free toothpaste. Okay, the delivery charge, there's cost with that. So my box of toothpaste I would sell would be like $10. So, I understand that a minimum. Google had charged customers $95 a year membership for free delivery. Amazon has Amazon Prime, free delivery for $99 a year. Okay, now maybe you guys could help me with this. My husband has Amazon Prime, but my account doesn't. And I don't buy anything on Amazon that doesn't have free shipping. So why would I buy the Amazon Prime? Unless I know a lot of people love Amazon Prime and they buy a whole bunch of stuff. It's brilliant because then you know, you're like, man, I spent $100 on this. I better, do my shopping and save my money. But every time I go on Amazon, it says, spend $25 more to qualify for free shipping. So that's what I do. So anyway, so Walmart is going to offer free two-day shipping on more than 2 million items. And, the reason why I bring this up is, we are watching a revolution right now. And we're watching a revolution in, consumer and marketing and in so many different sectors. And it's, we're going to say we saw this when it began, but I'm a little nervous about what we're seeing. You know, with Amazon, why does anybody have to walk into a store again? You know, I'm a big fan of Amazon. They hire a lot of people. I shop from them. It's convenient, but I haven't walked into a Best Buy in years. I haven't walked into a Costco in years. I maybe show up to Sam's Club once or twice a year before I have a party and I need to stock up on food and supplies. I still walk into a Walmart or Target, but I've been starting to do that online. So if I, right, with my 6 pets, oh, now my son has a snake. This is so stupid. I mean, so now we have 7 pets. Don't ask. I, with my 7 pets, 2 kids, husband and mother, don't need to walk into a store. My guess is many people aren't going to want to walk into a store. And they're going to do everything from their phone or online. There's not a lot of reason for these companies to have their store, to pay for air conditioning, to pay for liability insurance. Why should they suffer somebody slipping and falling? You know how many cases I hear about that happen at Walmart? I fell at Walmart. I slipped at Walmart. I got into a car accident in Walmart parking lot. You know, eventually Walmart's going to say, to heck with this. Most companies would. Why spend the money? Why deal with the liability? And once we lose all these stores, we lose a lot more jobs, especially since Amazon can use robots to do things faster and more efficiently. So, again, guys, be prepared. Make sure you have a job, right, that isn't solely in retail. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just up the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. So unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate, the possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.